On This Day with Gunners and Ali.
Time to check out what happened on this day for Tuesday, the 6th of August. And today, Dame Barbara Windsor, the British actress who played the dumb buxom blonde in the series of Carry On comedies. Do you remember that?
No.
Do you remember her?
No.
What about Peggy Mitchell in EastEnders, the soapy series?
No.
Oh, well, she's 82 today.
Happy birthday.
Daryl Summers, the Australian TV presenter, very famous for Hey Hey It's Saturday. He's 68.
I remember him.
And so you should. Michelle Yao, the Chinese-Malaysian actress, starred in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, is 57. Jerry Halliwell. Now, which Spice Girl is she, Gunners?
She is Ginger Spice.
Yes. Ding, ding, ding. She turns 47 today. Welsh singer Donna Lewis had a hit with this one. A song, I Love You, Always Forever. She's 46 today. David Campbell, the Australian singer and son of Jimmy Barnes, is 46. Melissa George, the Australian actress, most famous for her role, which she hates being reminded of Angel Parrish in Home and Away. She's 43 today. And Rebecca Madden, Australian TV journo and co-host of Ninja Warrior, is 42.
Australia's Herb Elliott ran a new world record for the mile, clocking in at 3 minutes and 54.5 seconds on this day in 1958.
Do you reckon in America they call him Herb? Herb Elliott? You liked that one, didn't you? Kevin Bartlett played his 400th VFL game for the Richmond Football Club on this day in 1983.
Go Tigers!
Do you know what? That's the only football song I think I remember fully. That's that We Come From Tiger Land.
That's the one I remember. We're from Tiger Land. Ace of Base gave their first performance in Sweden on this day in 1990.
The first website designed by Tim Berners-Lee went on the internet on this day in 1991. It provided an explanation of what the World Wide Web was and how one could use a browser and set up a web server. Pretty handy.
Good one, Tim. Video Hits aired its last program after 24 years on Network 10 on this day in 2011.
I especially remember the one that Bon Jovi was in when he released Keep the Faith and he was on the train and cut his hair and he was in the vest.
You would.
My oh my. CMA number one on the US singles charts with this song in 2016. Yep, that's Cheap Thrills, and it took 23 weeks to make number one.
And Betty Cuthbert, great Australian athlete and local girl, died at the age of 79 on this day, a couple of years ago, 2017.
That's on this day for Tuesday, the 6th of August.